Mayor London Breed's political opponents are gaining momentum. Three new polls are out this week, and they don't indicate a clear winner, but they do show Daniel Lurie's campaign gaining ground on Breed's base. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, often changes like this come when the money picks up.
And this is no exception, Eric. In the last couple of months, Daniel Lurie, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, has pumped about, he and his supporters, including his mother, have pumped about, you know, $8 or $9 million into the race for mayor of San Francisco. They've blanketed the airwaves with TV ads. They've hit door mailers. They've organized. They've really been out there with a message that says it's time for somebody from outside City Hall to go inside and clean things up. That's pretty much been the message, and it appears to be resonating. He is in the top three when it comes to first place votes in ranked choice voting, and he scores very, very well with second and third place choices for people who might not think of him as their first pick, but their second and third. And in ranked choice or instant runoff, as they call it, he could instantly, you know, get ahead of everyone else, including Mayor Breed. That's what the polls show.
Phil, that smear campaign against Mark Farrell really kind of changed his ranking.
It did. Well, that was part of it. Yes, what we had is a smear, or you know what they call that in politics these days. They call that the education ads. And the education in this point was that they wanted to educate the voters on questionable finance tactics in campaigns, in past campaigns with Mark Farrell, that he sort of, you know, played loose with the money in terms of, you know, what committee was spending this and that. A lot of it's technical violations. None of it rises to the level of criminality, or but you throw that out there saying there's questions raised. And Margie, that's called education. Now what they're shooting back at Lurie is saying you can't trust San Francisco to a trust fund kid, that he's never held a public office, never worked in government, and that his ideas are just that, a bunch of ideas. Now while all that's going on, as people are circling and go pat jumping up and down about that, oddly enough, the polls also show Aaron Peskin, the San Francisco Board of Supervisor president and the progressive in the race, inching up as well. Just like, is he going to be the sleeper that rises up? Because you guys know San Francisco politics, and usually no matter what the polls say, the one to the left gets a lot of votes, more than expected, and often comes in number two. Where's this Liebmeier London Breed? In a lurch. I mean, to be quite honest with you, her poll numbers, as we've seen consistently, are between 25 and 30 at best percent as first pick. So that means that three out of four voters are looking for someone else at City Hall, and that's not a good place to be. So as it stands now, it could go any way. I mean, it could. I mean, a lot of this is going to depend on turnout. Who actually shows up to vote versus who picks up a telephone or answers an email in a poll? That's what's going to be the first question. This is the first time we've had a presidential race and a mayor's race at the same time. Will London Breed have, you know, grab Kamala Harris's coattails and go forward? All I can say is stay tuned to KCBS, because this last ride is going to be like the national, up for grabs.
You know, that's very good advice. Stay tuned to KCBS for information about this. All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.